Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "Where is this about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So when I ever talk about this subject, my hope is that I scare hell out of you. You know, when you understand that there is a battle between the devils and God for our souls, when you understand that concept, it brings to light why good and bad things happen to us. Exorcisms are real. They do happen. There are people who are possessed, and there's people who have what we call demonic attachment, the obsession, oppression, depression, and so forth. What Jesus wants us to know is, oh, okay. I scared hell out of her. Is that he's more powerful than the evil one. Does that make sense? That's why we pray the St. Michael prayer. That's why we have the Blessed Mother. Jesus is the one who's the most powerful in the universe, in the planet. And for us to understand that brings actually peace. We should not be afraid of the devil. I remember the best advice I ever got was, we're not anti-devil, we're pro-Jesus. And being in the state of grace and in fellowship with Christ, we literally have nothing to worry about. Now, somebody had asked me, "Father, have you ever done an exorcism before?" I go, "Yes, I taught high school." But more importantly, for us, we have the sacraments in Jesus Christ. And you notice how Jesus is always calm? Now, I've talked to many exorcists, and there's one thing they all have in common. They're very calm when they do the right, because they know they have Jesus who's got their six, their back, and they hold church. The more we know our enemy, the more peace we will become. Believe it or not, truth does set us free. And the more we understand that Jesus is on our side, that we have nothing to fear. Because what does Jesus say explicitly? Don't fear who can destroy the body. Fear those who can destroy the soul. Because when we die, that's all we're bringing with us, is our good works and our love of God. And how much charity we showed when we were alive. It's that dash. I was born this year, dash, died that year. That dash is how we're judged. How well did I live my Catholic faith? That's how we're judged. So a lot of bad things happen in that dash. A lot of great things happen in that dash. A lot of joyful events happen in that dash. And because I'm a priest, I get to go to a lot of baptisms and a lot of weddings. and I have the weight to prove it. But I also have the joy of presiding over funerals because I know that this person is in heaven or on their way, that God won another soul for Christ. I'm not afraid of truth. I'm not afraid of reality. And the evil one is a part of our reality, but so is Jesus Christ part of my reality. So I know who I have on my team. I have Jesus Christ, who is all-powerful. He created everything. Jesus Christ can read the mind of the evil ones and us. But the evil ones can't read our minds. Only God can. Only God knows what's going on with every being in this universe at the same time. What an intellect to know everything that's happening at the same time. That's really impressive. If you think about that, he knows what our enemy's thinking, but our enemy doesn't know what we're thinking until we verbalize it. To me, that's mind-blowing. That God and all the angels and saints know what's going on in the whole universe, but our enemy doesn't. That should bring us consolation. That God knows. Can you imagine anybody who's ever been at war to know what the enemy is thinking? What a great asset that would be on earth if we were at war and we knew what our enemy was doing. You see all the movies about World War II, and they break all the codes, and they knew what the enemies were conspiring against us, the Allies. How useful that information is. Well, we got Jesus Christ, who knows everything at the same time. I don't walk in fear. I walk as a child of God who knows I got armor. I got Jesus Christ, I got the Blessed Mother, I got my guardian angel, and I got St. Michael on my team, who's far better and has more power and more authority over the evil ones than any beings on this planet and in this universe. So I'm not afraid. I respect their intellect because they are clever little buggers. They know my weak links. They know my weaknesses. They know where to get me, and I'm aware of that. So the more I know myself, the more it's easier for me to do that and to fight against the evil ones and the temptations like, oh, he's trying to set me up here. See you later. Bye. That's why self-examination every day, when we do our self-examining before we do our Lord have mercy, or we ask for forgiveness before we go to bed, that's where you can examine. It's like, oh, I see there's a pattern here. The evil ones are focusing on my weaknesses. That's what's so beautiful about the examination, is that now I can eliminate one more temptation or one more avenue out of my life. St. Ignatius was brilliant with that. So you should pray St. Michael prayer every day. Pray your guardian angel prayer every day, and pray the rosary. Those are, talk about a nuclear blast. And it just protects us, keeps us, God, around us. And if you have a lot of images of Mary and Michael and your Jesus in your house, that's great, because the evil ones don't like that either. But I don't pay attention to this fight all the time. I just happen to, because today's reading was about it. But more importantly, I'm very pro-Jesus, pro-saints, pro-Catholic, pro-holy water, pro-rosary, pro-life, you name it. Anything with God, I'm very pro. And that's what I focus on the most. It just happens to be that our enemy doesn't love us. He hates us. So that's just a reality I deal with. So when you go home today, pray your rosary. Say your St. Michael prayer. We'll do the guardian angel prayer after Mass. But just to keep that as a habit. Just keep your armor up. And that's all you have to worry about. Amen.